And welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'll be discussing the Dune, the book. Well, yeah, like not the the movie or the TV show or the games. No, no, Dune, the book from 1965. It is an epic sci-fi novel by Frank Herbert. And it is set in the far future of 10,199 and 180, and some aspects of the world is like very very advanced, like in the sense that you can go from Earth all the way to the sort of the next solar system in a few seconds, and also the type of way that we can fly is also somewhat better, but however also somewhat lacking. Weapons are like a kind of like in a very weird, unusual place. Yeah, because based on what we are told throughout, like this book and its sequels, and the books that are written by the son of the author and someone else, we get more context for why some things are far more advanced, other things are not. But the main kind of thing that is behind this the mix matching in type into kind of context of how advanced and how behind we are as a society is the spice melange. The kind of context in like these spice that grants you a great aspects to all parts of your thinking. Like it helps you think better, faster, brighter. It helps you that way, and it also has some anti-aging aspects to it. So like living to 40 and then dying. No, you'll make it to 80, 100, 150 years old if you keep on taking melange. But also if you keep on using the melange, you will deform in ways unintended consequences for the extended use of drugs. But however, there is this one guild who is responsible for the travel between the stars, the Spacing Guild. And the people who drive the spaceships are called as navigators, and they take like metric tons of this spice drug thing to help them do all of the calculations to travel. Right. Well, yeah. I kind of have to talk about in between right now today, this time, and the year of 10,191 and a few days, we humans made machines to help us do everything, like cleaning the house, cooking the food, making sure that our property that follows the city code and whatnot, and then one point that the machines rose up and we fought a war. Like it's, I mean, like it is not fully explicit saying that, yeah, like this actions by the humans caused the machines to make war, or this faulty code in the machines made them like, yeah, like we will kill all humans. No, like it's vague in that way. So like, but the consequences of this human robot war is we stop using like machines for like everything, like for the space travel, for the like our cooking, for like everything, like we kind of regressed in sort of our use of machines to do our stuff. Like I'm at the, like, for the most part, from what I have like read in the books, like yeah, like most of the stuff the where a machine has been like useful in helping, nope. Nope, it is replaced by a person who does a buttload of drugs to travel, to travel through the stars, or to think up of strategies, or to like to do like the math, or like and do like most like okay, yeah, like this is semi giving us the wrong message, like with like yeah, like in the way of like. Yeah, like you need to take drugs to be the smartest man in the room, and be the one who to like be the ones to do all these important things, right? And like also like at the center of this story, like is these very rich, very powerful families. The sort of the emperor, sitting on his little throne in on his little planet, and then these two families who have been fighting for decades, centuries, and then like the these basing guilds and these the women who they hold power and they also provide like spirituality and stuff like that, like the sort of the Bene Gesserits they're called, and like they have an influence over the emperor and these the like these dukes and lords and whatnot, and and like the guild and these Bene Gesserits like see like hey the there's one family. The one family Atreides, like they are doing stuff which is giving them all of the power in the world, and so like actually they do need to make sure that their power is curbed. Hey, let's hire their mortal enemies, the Harkonnens, to wipe them out. But no, no, but hey, let's do it in such a way that we, the guild, the emperor, and the Bene Gesserits are as far removed from the giving the Harkonnens the ability to wipe out this whole family in one swift move. Like they're kind of like they're like their machinations to get rid of this problem to their rule and their power source and their power structures. It, like, well, actually, yeah, like it's the what made Shur in some regards be the undoing of their entire thing, because like the way that they do it, and then the way that the Harkonnens take out the family, like they actually have the like I kind of have to, you know, like in some ways talk about a kind of elephant in the room. Like, 'cause like a vast majority of the story and action happens on happens on the Planet of Dune, or its other known as Arkeen, or Arkeen, like it is a desert planet. It has very little water. The people living there can be described or can be pictured as like Muslims dash Arabs dash people who live in the desert. Like Middle Eastern-ish, or I was like it is kind of like sort of illusions and pointing the fingers of like, hey, like the Dune equals the Middle East. The spice, the spice, which is very important to the world econ, like the world dash universe economy, is sort of analog, like is an analog to oil or other resources that are found in the Middle East. And so like so these like actually the like families, like sort of the Atreides and Harkonnens and the Emperors can be pointed or put a face of like, hey, the sort of the Atreides are like the Americans, the Harkonnens are like the Russians. This red emperor is like Europe, and like actually, hey, like Europe and Russia are working together to take out, take out the innocent America. Like, that's because of their, like this is the okay, like this is the one way to read the story, because this is how it's kind of presented. But also, like it's also dealing with like, Paul Atreides, the main character, the hero, the person who becomes the savior for the people living on the desert planet. He is a white man, and we kind of somewhat learn here, but also throughout the entire books, so that that the Bene Gesserit have been coming here, as well as to hundreds, thousands of other planets, and tell them and tell them, hey, like if you guys look over here with the like these things happening in the sky will mean that this hero person will come, and like the I'll be like oh yeah and if this guy does this thing on it's on the worm, and then it'll be sign number one, and if he does this thing with his voice, it is like sign number two that is here, like, and then like they set the groundworks for someone like Paul to come in and be like, hey, hey, I will step out at 2:01 a.m. I am going to stomp my feet over here and pound the rock there, and voila, a sign in the sky. And then actually, right, right, I will put my the thingabob into the ground to summon these worms, and at 11:56 a.m. because 3 days earlier I saw this super giant worm crossing the dunes over here, and based on math and the tracking of animals, it will pass through this thing here at this time, and voila, sign number two. Like, Paul comes in and he does the things that the Ben Jesuits, who he was kind of told through his mom, that hey, like we did these things, we said these things, we laid the groundworks for a hero to appear on this world, and look, you are the hero to lead them. You, the Waymen, are the person to lead these, these Muslims onto their holy jihad war on the world. Yeah, you're like, oh boy. This is kind of one elephant in the room to talk about, because like it wasn't not every single one of the adaptations to the big screen or small screen or at your public library, they haven't really touched up on it, because like again, yeah, like it's there, but it's also something that could be somewhat avoided, like not talked about or mentioned or whatnot, because like it's makes Paul look, yeah, like look less like an actual hero and more like, are we sure we want him leading our people? Like, are we really sure that he's the right man for the job? I mean, sure, he has all this training because he is royalty, but does that fully make him the one? But okay, yeah, but yeah, like it's a pretty good epic story, like, and like the and definitely has a message, and like it definitely had a places to go in terms of what it was like the. Yeah, trying to say about Terry preserve something like do it this way, do it that way, do we feed into the ego or like the ways of the people, or do we do it some other way which may or may not be the right way, but again, yeah, it all depends on how they're going with it, and you know, one of these days I probably should be talking about the Dune, the movie by the Lynch, or the one by the Villeneuve, or even the made for TV sci-fi channel miniseries Dude, like each one of those three, like they are telling the story in a totally different way, each one of those are focusing on like the different things like in again, I probably would need to do more of a Dune, like Dune adaptation review. Talk about like the Dune book original is pretty cool. It's pretty nice read, but like also it's pretty dense. Like they give they're giving you lots of information. The world is pretty fleshed out, and like wow, I kind of would, but also would not want to live there. So yeah, it's a solid 4.25 out of the 5. It's a read. If you have any kind of thoughts on Dune, on Shogun, on like anything else I reviewed, please don't hesitate to email them to nostalgic_gamer@outlook.com or Twitter at RGV Podcast at RGV Podcast. And if you guys have any thoughts, please don't hesitate to email in. And this is your host signing off.